Hashna, the Mekadosh them now, Ha'amri, it was said that Leitzricha LeKedusha, you're telling me now you don't have to be Mekadosh it. You're telling me now that the Kedusha Rishon was Kitch L'Shayit of a Kitchen Loss of Lovin. The first Kedusha is still there? The Grash in the top side, the top right side. Ha'amri, L'Kam B'Seifu D'Mastet T'Gufa, the Leitzricha LeKedusha, the Komesayim B'Yozabo, V'Chosh Dalla B'Yodcha M'Sarach M'Sarach M'Sarach, it ends off clearly that it holds the first Kedusha is still here. So if the first Kedusha is still here, for what purpose did the Chachamim say those nine cities separately? So we're said like this, when they went up to Eretz Yisrael after Golas Bavel, they found these nine cities and they counted them. And true, not only did they count these nine cities, any other city that somebody has a Mesaris, somebody has a proof that he heard over, V'yotchem avasecha, you have a Kabbalah, you have a Mesaris, that they told you over from your father yet, that this city right now is a city that had a wall around it at the times of Yeshua Benun, and Echonami, call ha-mitzvah salolo noigimbo, that city has all the mitzvahs that we're talking about right now. Rashi says, call ha-mitzvah salolo, Rashi says it means, ha-neheges b'yorechoyma. One thing is the Kedusha about a bot, about an orechoyma, a city that has a wall around it. One of the mitzvahs, Shiluach Mitzvah, you have to send out a Mitzvah from such a city. Ukriyas Megillah B'chamishasa, that they first read the Megillah on Tezvav. V'habayis cholot bolaseif shona, it has a new halacha. If you sell a house in a city that has a wall around it, you only have a right to buy it back after the first year. If you don't buy it back after the first year, it's cholot, it stays by the buyer for always loylam. So those are special halachas of a bot the Yorichayma. So these cities, not only these nine cities they recognized right away, but also they said any other city that somebody can bring proof from his father that it was also such a city that had a wall around it from times of Yeshua Benun will also have all these Kedushas. Even though we're not Mekadosh it now, it'll have the old Kedusha that it had before. Why? Mepnei Shekedusha, Rishoyna, Kircha L'Shaita, V'Kircha L'Osalovi. That's what the Mishma Rav Yossi holds, that the first Kedusha is still here. Therefore, these nine cities that Lav Dafkol, these nine cities, Enechnami, any city they could find would also have the same halacha, as long as you know it had the Kedusha at the beginning from Yemos Yeshua Benun. So the kids, so we have a machlokes tanoim here. If the first Kedusha is still around, or it's not still around. So Gemara asks the Chura, Kashad Rabbi Yishmael Ad Rabbi Shmuel, the Chura says, Tira Rabbi Shmuel Ad Rabbi Shmuel Abizoi. There are two brises here now. What did Rabbi Shmuel, what does he hold? Does he hold the first Kedusha is still around? Or does he say it's not all around? The first Brisa says Rabbi Shmuel holds the first Kedusha is not around anymore. And the second Brisa says also in the name of Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi that the first Kedusha is still around? So according to Stira and Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi himself, what does he hold? So the Mori asks, Kasha Rabbi Shmuel Ad Rabbi Shmuel, have the Gemara trade Tanoi Alibu Rabbi Yossi Alibu Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. And Echnami, there are two different Tanoim, like two different Tamidim heard over from him, and each Talmud heard a different way. One thought the Rabbi said this way, one thought he said this way. It's like a two different Tanoim saying over what they thought they heard from Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. One said he thought he heard that the first Kedusha is still around, and one said no, we heard it's not still around. But according to the Bekitzer, the reason Machlekes Tanoim in this, if the first Kedusha is still here or not. The boy is saying another terrace I can tell you like this. Ho Reb Lezer Reb Yossi Omra. It's not Reb Yishmol Reb Yossi, but one is Reb Lezer Reb Yossi Omra. Not yeah. So it's two different people, therefore there's no stira. The Tanya will learn like this. Reb Yelozov Reb Yossi Omar. Asher Loi Choyma. The Pasuk says it had once a Choyma. So we dash in Afal Pishen Leyakshav Voila Kreidmuchin. Even though right now the city doesn't have a wall around it anymore, but since at one time, at the time when Yeshua came into Eretz Yisrael, at that time the city had a wall around it, that has Kedushas Boti Erechayma. In other words, the Kedusha at that time that was there from Yeshua is there Le'olam Void, is never bottle. So you see clearly it's Reb Lazar, Reb Yossi is the one that says that the Kedusha Rishon is Kitchel Shaito, but Kitchel Asalovi. So now there's no Stira. Reb Yishmael, Reb Yossi holds, no, the Kedusha was only there, B'shas, the Bias was here. After the Churban HaBayis, the Kedusha went off it. It's Reb Lazar, Reb Yossi that argues and says, no, the Kedusha is still around. Just one Tosfos at the bottom of Yura Omer Aleph just says that kosher. My Maisiach Brisad Lemucha Elad Gdusha Rishayin Lebotla. Vika Tan Vistay Perak Oral the Gdusha Rishayin Oshniya Yeshlehen. Hoshlisha Sainlehen. The Gdusha Achroin Lebotla. O Gdusha Schorna Voisel Yacha Gdusha Shlishis. Like he asked the Kasha, even though the Zaman Diomer it says the first after the Churban Abayis Rishon, that Kedusha is bottle, true, that Kedusha was bottle. But Zaman Diomer it says once they build up the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni, even after that Churv, still the Kedusha is still around. So, no, the second Kedusha is not bottle. The first Kedusha was bottle, not the second Kedusha. And here the Gemara's Torah about Rav Yitzchak's Halacha was about the Boma in the Beis Chonuf. That Shimon HaTzadik's son was after the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni. So what's Yiraya to say? That it has no Kedusha, that it, the first Kedusha is bottle from this first Gemara here that says Kedusha Rishon was bottle, there should be no Raya. It's possible to say when the first Beis HaMikdash was bottle, true, the Kedusha goes off it. But maybe when they build up the second Beis HaMikdash, maybe that Kedusha is still around. So it should still be a kasha. That's why Rav Yitzchak was chayza to say that Bazman is there. You can't use the bama in chaynuf because the second kedusha is still around. But Tosfos says no. V'yeshloima de'afilu leman diyoma kedusha achroina loy botlo. I feel you want to say the kedusha of the second base of Migdish is not botlo, still around. Haynu da'afku linyan truma Bazman is there. It's something like we do in Eretz Yisrael with machmir that truma has a din midiraisa. That any of the older fruits that grow in Eretz Yisrael are midiraisa, truma is only on dug of tirs v'yitzer. It's only on the grains and on the grapes and on the olives. Everything else is only midirabonin. The kopon and windnoig of these things is midiraisa, truma bezman is there. Why? Because the kedusha shniya is still around the geit was negeit the kedusha sorens. The land itself has the kedusha. Avolachom miliachrini vade botlo, but to other halachis. Like the gate to the binyan of the base of Migdish, if we can build a bummer or not, that we hold talk with bottle. Those are two different things. There's a Kedushas Eretz Yisrael itself, that it still has. Therefore, Bezman is there now, true is midiraisa in Eretz Yisrael. The land has Kedusha to it, so the fruits or the vegetables that grow there have a din truma on them. Mashenke and a gate to the Issa bummer is totally in the Kedusha of the base of Migdish. Bezman, there's a Kedusha's base of Migdish, it's also to have bummers. But Bezman is both the Kedushas Beis HaMikdash, his Takamutta to have Bomas. So, Melo, the Beis HaMikdash Hasheni had nothing to do with the Kedushas of a Boma. Either you hold the first Kedusha was there, Loilam Void, and then Taka Bomas or Osar, or else you held no. The Kedushas of the Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash is bottle, who are then its Kedushas bottle that you're allowed to have Bomas afterwards? And Truma's a new Alocha. Truma's a din in the Kedushas Eretz Yisrael as the land of Eretz Yisrael, that it still has.
Alright, turn over.
Yeah. Plus it says, Vayhi b'mei Achashverosh. Was in the times of Achashverosh, the beginning of the Megillah. Omar Rabbi Levi, V'teima Rabbi Yenison. This thing that we're going to say right now is the Messiris B'yodeinu. We have a Messiris was given over to us from the hands of Me'anshek Neshek Gedolom. It was given over to us from the Anshek Neshek Gedolom. That says like this. That kol mokom shenema vayehi. Anytime the pasuk says the word vayehi, einu yelo loshen tsar. It always means something bad is going on. It's loshen tsar. Something bad is happening. Here the pasuk says vayehi b'mei Achashverosh, heavy Haman. That's the time when Haman came in power, gave all the tsaros, the tsar, the pain to Klal Yisrael. Another pasuk says vayehi b'mei shvoit hashoftim, and the pasuk says right away heavy rov. It says there was a rov. The beginning of Rus, Megillus Rus, but right away there was a rov, there was a femim, there was tsar to Klal Yisrael. Vayehi ki hochel odom l'roiv, it says they begin to have a lot of people. Vayar Hashem ki rabba roas odom. Hashem saw that the people were doing bad things, so right away it's loshen tsar, something bad. Vayehi binosom mikedem, it says they traveled from east. It says, Hova nivna lana weir. That's when the Dara Flogger came about, when they said, let's build an ear to go up to Hashem, to fight against Hashem. Vayehi b'mei Amrofel. It says right away, also Muhammad, they made a war. So also, whenever it says the word Vayehi, something bad happened afterwards. Vayehi b'yos Yeshua b'richoi. It And it says, V'char b'shlufa b'yadai, that the Malach came to him with a strong sword to tell him, to gave him tsar, that you did things wrong, you made bitul ha-Torah, and you didn't bring the Tomei Shavein Abayim yesterday. Then the Pasuk says, V'yihi Hashem as Yeshua, Hashem was with Yeshua, and V'yim alo b'nei Yisrael mo'al, that Christ did a chet by Ochen, that did not favor there, that Ochen didn't listen to the Shua, and he took from the era of Yerichoi, he took something from it. The Pasuk says, V'yihi ish echad min ha-Mosayim, then the Pasuk says, Ki yeschan ohav, V'Hashem sogar es rachmo, Hashem made Chana that she couldn't have children, so it talks about the Tsar of Chana. Vayihi ki zokein Shmuel, or so vayihi kasher zokein Shmuel. V'loi holchu bona b'drochav, right away it says the children didn't do the right way, so it's sad they didn't do the right things. Vayihi David l'chol drochav maskil, everything was going very good for David, but right away v'ashemim, Hashem was with him, but right away vayihi shoil ayin al David, and right away it talks about Shoal had a bad eye for David, started to give problems to David. Vayihi ki Yoshev HaMelech LeBeisoi, that he came back to his house, Rakato Loisiv Nabayis, but Hashem told David HaMelech, you know, you're not going to be able to build the Beis HaMikdash. Even though he wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash, Hashem said, David, you can't do it, but your son, he will do it. Shlomo HaMelech will build the Beis HaMikdash, but not David. For the Gemara Kash Ayvok, see, there's a posik in the Torah that says in Vayikro, Vayihi Bayeim HaShmini, that was the eighth day, the day of Miluyim, on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when they put up the Mishkan, which the Chur was a tremendous simcha. V'tanya, we learned, Oisei Hayoim, that day that they put up the Mishkan, Hoisa Simcha Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was a tremendous simcha in front of Hashem, that Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Ki Yoim She'nivru Boi Shemayim Oretz, the same way that Hashem had simcha when He created the world. Ksiv Hoch, it says over here, Vayihi Bayeim HaShmini, Uksiv Hosem Vayera Vayibayki Yoim Echod. So Chutz Akasha, we say whenever it says Vayihi, there's some tsar, something bad, but Eretz Mashma, only good happened. Vayihi b'yom Hashmini, the eighth day of the Miluyim, something good happened. So Gemara says Hashochem Nadav Avil. No, Nadav Avil died that day. That was the tsar that happened to Klal Yisrael. Well, Ksiv by the Pesuk says Vayihi b'Shmoinim Shana. It was the 80th year, V'arba Me'ashonin, 400. The Pasuk says, and nothing happened there, nothing bad happened. Another Pasuk, and nothing happened there, it only says good things. The Pasuk says, and nothing happened. There's lots like that of Sukkim that says, and the Pasuk doesn't say anything bad, it only says good things. So Chutz Akasha on Yantzik Neshes HaGadoyla. How could they say whenever it says the word Vayihi, there's always Tsar involved? So Gemara answers like this. Omer Rav Ashi, Kol Vayihi, whenever the Pasuk just says the word Vayihi, true. Iko Hocho V'Iko Hocho. Some Vayihis are good, and some Vayihis have a Lashon Tsar, bad things happen. Vayera, Vayivayki, Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi are only good things. Vayihi could mean good, could mean bad. What did the Yantzik Neshes HaGadoyla mean to say? They meant to say, Vayihi Bimei. Whenever it says Lashon of Vayihi Bimei, anywhere Lashon Tsar. That's what they meant to say. When it says the word, it wasn't that time. Vayihi Bimei, that's when it wasn't good. Like it starts off, Vayihi Bimei Achashverosh, there was Tsar. That's what the Yantzik Neshes HaGadoyla meant to say. Kamokah Shemem Vayihi, not only Vayihi, but Vayihi Bimei. That's Lashon Tsar. And Chamisha, five times it says, Vayihi Bimei, Hevei. Vayihi b'mei Achashverosh, that's one. Vayihi b'mei Shvoret HaShoftim, the second one. Again, there was a rov there, there was a famine then. Vayihi b'mei Amrofel, there was a mechama. Vayihi b'mei Ochaz, was bad. Vayihi b'mei Yoyakim, was also bad times. So these five terms of Adam means Lashon Tsar. So Mele was not a kasha, Nachshon Neshes HaGadoyla. The only meant to say Vayihi b'mei is Lashon Tsar. But Stam Vayihi, true, sometimes could mean good, sometimes could mean bad. Omer Rebbe Levi, Omer Rav, some say, Dovah Zeh Mesoros B'deinu, this thing we have often given over from our fathers, Mi Avaseinu, that Amoitz V'yamtziyo Achim Hoyu. They're both brothers. Amoitz V'yamtziyo were two brothers. Trashi Omoitz, Oviv Sho Yishayo, he was the father of Yishayo, V'yamatziyo Melech Yehuda. And Amatziyo was the king of Yehuda. My kamashtan, what's the chiddush to say they were two brothers? Ki ho di omer of Shmuel ban Achmeni. That omer Reb Yonasan. That what do they say? That called kala sheet senuya bebeis chamiya. Any kala, the more kala means after they made kedushin, they didn't make nisuyin, but they used to wait a while. Sometimes they waited even 12 months after they first made kedushin, and then the kala would go home and yeah. Wait, maybe not. Here, call this snuff. Call Kala, she's snuff of Eschamia, when she goes to her father-in-law's house. And she's very tsunua, she dresses very properly there. Is Zoycha the Yoitzim Imenu, Molochim and Nevi'im. She'll be Zoycha that she'll have children that will become to be like kings and to be Nevi'im. Minolan, how do we know this from? Mi Tomer, learn it out from Tomer. The Echsev, it says by Tomer, Vayireho Yehuda Vayachshevel Azoyna. Yehuda saw Tomer, and he thought she was a Zoyna. Why the pasuk says ki tisasa poneho, because she covered up her face. So the question is mishum the kitsa poneho biyachshivel lezoino, because she covered up her face. Now she had a veil over her face. That's why Yehuda thought Tamar was a zoino. Ela mishum the kitsa poneho beveis chamia. It means because Tamar was a tznua, she used to cover up her face in the father-in-law's house. Vlehevi yodalo, and Yehuda didn't recognize her. Now she was a big tsunua, he didn't recognize her. Therefore, Zochsa v'yotzim imeno malachim and neviim. Therefore, Tama was zeichel that her children came out were kings and neviim. Malachim mi David. Malachim is because David came out of her. And neviim, how do we know neviim? The Amar Reb Levi, Mesaros v'yodeinu, we have a saying now, that Amas v'yamat yachim oyu. They were two brothers. Uchsiv chazoin Yishayo ben Amitz. It says Yishayo was the son of Amitz. So Mazoi, if Amos were two brothers, so he came out from Tamar, and says the son was Yishayo, Mashman Neviim came out from Tamar. So that's the sinya, that since she was a tenua, she dressed very modestly, covered her body, that's why she was likely to have Malachim and to have Neviim. The Yom Rebbe Levi. This thing also we know from our fathers, never say no, that Mokum Oren, that's at the end, the Oren HaKodesh, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the Beis HaMikdash or in the Mishkan, that the Oren was there, it was a nest that it was there. Einoi min Amida, even though we'll soon see the exact size of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Mishkan is supposed to be in there, really there's no room for the Mishkan to be there. That's what the Mishkan was there, was Benes. What does that mean? Tanya Nam Yachum, learn like this also. Orin Shosa Moshe, the Orin HaKodesh that Moshe Rabbeinu made, Yeshloi Eser Amas L'choruach. What it means really, Rashi says, Eina min amida, Rashi says, Eina min amida, Eina ochez l'mayet midas karka l'chol tzadadav, klum, kiriktoni, Yeshloi Eser Amas L'choruach. Thus, in the middle of it, there's 10 Amas all sides. The emsa beis kodesh hakadoshim, hoyo yoshev. That really the oren was smack in the middle of the kodesh hakadoshim, and on both sides were 10 amos, like the Masechta Gemara. Tanya Nami Yochi, oren shorso mosh yesh le esra amos lecharuach. Uchsev the pasuk says, for the fnei had dvir esra mama. That means in front of the dvir that's the door that divides the kodesh hakadoshim and the kodshim. In other words, how much was left for the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Esker Mama, 20 Amos, Oirich. The length of the Kodesh HaKadoshim was only 20 Amos. Okseva Posek says, now the Oren is supposed to be right smack in the middle of the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And it says now on top of the Oren was the Kanaf of the Kruv. So it says, Okseva, Kanaf HaKruv Echod Esker Amos. The wing of one Kruv was sticking out 10 Amos. O Kanaf HaKruv Echod Esker Amos. And the Kruv, the other wing, was also 10 Amos. So of the two wings, one right, one left, was 20 yamis. That's the whole like mokum of the whole Kodesh Kedoshim. The kasher is Oren Gufa Hechen Abikoi. Where was the place for the Oren to be there? Lachur, there's no place for the Oren itself to be there. Where was the place for the Oren? And Elav Shema Mina Benes Hayuaymit. The Nes was there. The Oren was there, but there was a Nes. In other words, there was only 20 yamis the length of the Kodesh Kedoshim. And the kanaf on top of the kruv took up the 20 amos, and the kanaf didn't come out right from the snack in the middle of the urine. The one kanaf was on the right side of the urine, one kanaf was on the left side of the urine. So sure, there shouldn't have been enough room for it to fit in. Elamai was a nest that the urine fit in to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shrash Lefnei Adavir means Chalal Beis Kodesh Kodoshim. The emptiness, the hollowness of the Kodesh Kodoshim, Shul Lefnim and Adavir, which is inside from the Dvir. Hiya Mechitza, the Dvir is called the Mechitza, Hamavdelis Bein HaKodesh Bein Kodesh Kodoshim. That divides, that's right before the Kodesh Kodoshim. And it says it was only 20 amas long, and you had 20 amas of the knuf, of the wings of the Kruvim, and they were on the two sides of the Urin. Ah, you have the Urin in the middle, so it shouldn't have fit in. There was a nest that was there. We have Yonasan, Posach Lo Pischo, Lai Pashosim Ocha. When Yonasan started to darshan about the Megillah, about Megillah's Esther, he started to darshan with this drosha. Drashan Kishoy, Yeroitza Lidrosh Binyan Igeras Purim. When he wanted to darshan about the Nyanam of Purim, Ho Yamask Lidrosh Mikrozeh. He used to start his drosha from this Posach. The Posach says in Yishayahu, it says, Vekamti Aleim, I got up. Vehichrati Labova, destroyed Bovil. Shame, a name, Ushar left over, Venin, Venechwad, the offsprings. I destroyed Yom Hashem, the name of Hashem. So what does it mean to say they destroyed from Bovel? Shame, Zehaksav. That means the Ksav. Trashi Zehaksav, Elem Ksav, Elem Umacheris. They don't have their own Ksav, they have to take from another nation. Shar, Zeloshin. They don't have their own Loshin, either they use somebody else's Loshin. Nin, Zeh Malchus. They have no more Malchus, no more ruler. Venechod ze Vashti. That's Vashti. That's how he started off. You want to know talking about Megillah Esther? He started off here at Merumis in Vashti. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmeni posak lo pischa by Pashosu. He started from this posse. Meyocho Taka sanatzut yalav rosh. Instead of a big, instead of a thorn tree, will grow a nice tree of rosh. But Taka sarpid yaladas. Also, instead of a bear tree, will grow nice adasim. What does this? What does the pasuk mean? That tachas hanatzus. That means instead of a thorn tree, that means tachas homin rosha. Instead of homin rosha, shosatzme avoid zori made himself into a avoid zora. You see what the pasuk says? Uvachol hanatzutim, uvachol hanalulim yala barosh. Instead of all this mishigasin that homin did, now will come up a good tree, a barosh. What does a barosh mean? Zeh Mordechai. That goes on Mordechai. Shenikra rosh lechol avsamim. He's called the head of all the good spices, the good smelling. Shneimar Apostle says, V'yata kach lecho b'somim rosh. You should go take very good spices. Mor deror, that's the first one, mor and deror. Or metagminim, the Targum says over there, mor dechai. Mor deror goes on Mordechai. Now, Mordechai was the head of the good b'somim, like he brought good things to Klai Yisroel. Tachas asarpid, that means instead of a bad tree came a good tree also. Tachas vashti harosho, instead of vashti the rosho. Bas benoi she Nebuchadnezzar, she was the granddaughter of Nebuchadnezzar, a rosho. She sorah refidas beis Hashem, that he burned the roof, the ceilings of the beis Hashem. Tachsev says in the posik, refidosa izov, that the top was made out of gold. Is Yal Hadas, instead of Vashti, will come out of Hadas, a beautiful Hadasim. Zu Esther, this goes on Esther, Hatzadekis. Shenikras Hadas, Esther Tzadekis, that's called Hadasa, that's what her name is. It's called Hadasa. Shenema vi oimines Hadasa, she brought up Hadasa. Vohoyel Hashem L'shem, what does it mean, Vohoyel Hashem L'shem? That means Zeh Mikra Megillah. It goes to Mikra Megillah. Li'ois Oilam, it goes for a sign for always. Lo Yikoris, that means Elu Yimei Purim. That Yimei Purim will never be destroyed. Yimei Purim will always be around. Yimei Purim will never be destroyed. We have Yeshua ben Levi, Posach lo Pischo lahai Pashosim Yoch. When he started dashing about the Yom of Purim, he started from here. The Pasuk says, "V'hoya kashashos Hashem aleichem." When Hashem will be happy with you, let the veschem to do good to you. Ken yosis lohora eschem. The same way, he'll be happy to do bad to you. For the Gemara, is that true? Umi chad yekorish bochem b'mapolosin shavushoyin. Is Hashem happy when a mapola with something bad happens even to the rishoyim? Halachas kam v'kama, Hashem is not going to be happy when the mapola happens to Klai Yisrael. V'oksir, the Pasuk says, Bitzeis lifnei achalutz, where it goes down in front of the army, like Biyom, they say, Hod Lashem ki toiv zom chasnoi. Biyom Rabbi Yochanan, Mifnei ma lo nema ki toiv biadozu. How come it doesn't say ki toiv? Just like Yom Chasnoi, it doesn't say ki toiv.
lefi sheina kodesh baruch hu somach v'halosin shavashoyim. When it's talking about like the Yetzias Mitzrayim, when the Mitzrayim got killed, Hashem is not happy about it. The Yomer Rabbi Yechanan. Yechanan says, Ma'idich Siv, what does the Pasuk say? V'loi korav zeh el zeh kol alaylam. That night when the Mitzrayim were running after Klai Yisrael, they didn't through the Kriyas Yam, so they didn't come close to one another. That means Bikshu Malchei Hashoros Leim Shira. The Malachim wanted to say Shira this night by Kriyas Yam Suf. Is Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ma'ase Yodai Toivim Bayoim, the Mitzrayim, the people that I created, they're drowning now in the Yam Suf. The Yatem Oidim Shira, and you want to say Shira in front of me? You see that even though the Rishoyim, the Mitzrayim, are being killed out, Hashem doesn't want to hear Shira. Hashem is not happy. The Mafalosin Shal Rishoyim, when the Rishoyim are dying, Hashem is not happy. So how can you say the Pasuk says Hashem is going to be happy by the Rishoyim? The Pasuk in Devar, what does the Pasuk mean to say? Hear that. Kein Yosis Lahor Eschem. It's meant like this. Omer Rebbe Loza. Who ain't oisos? Hashem is not happy about it. Avlacherim esis. But other people could be happy. Those Klal Yisrael could be happy when the goyim get the punishment. Just Hashem himself is not happy. V'deikanayim adichsiv, kein yosis loiksiv yosis. Yosis doesn't say like Hashem himself will be happy. Just says yosis, other people will be happy. But not Hashem himself. So Hashem, Tak himself, is not happy. Here the pasuk means other people will be happy when the Rishoyim have them up. Rabbi Abba Bar Kana, Posach Lo Pischo Lahai Pashosam Yocha. When he started the darshan in Yom Purim, he started from this Posik. Posik says, Li Odom Shetoyv Lefonov, Nosan Chochma. Person that has Toyv Hashem gave Chochma, Vadas Vesimcha. Ze Mordechai HaTzadik, this goes on Mordechai HaTzadik. Hashem gave him Chochma Vadas Vesimcha. O Lechoyte Nosan, Onin Loosa Vlichnois, and to a Choyte Hashem gave an Indian to gather together, that means Ze Homin. That goes on Haman. What does it mean? Los says the tail of Nail Kim Ze Mordechai. Or not what it means, then the next part of the passage. That Los says the tail of Nail Kim Ze Mordechai v'Yester. Tirsiv Atosim Estras Mordechai al Beis Haman. That Esther put Mordechai over the Beis Haman. So that's what these psukim are Ramazan. Rabba Bar Ufron. Posach Lo Piskulai Poshosa. When he started the darshan about the Megillas Purim, he started like this. Mehocha.
V'samte Kisi Beilom. Va'avarati Misho Melech V'sorim Niyum Hashem
V'sorim, and I'll destroy kings and princesses. Melech Zuvashti V'sorim Zehomin, that Hashem will destroy them. V'yaser Bonim and his 10 children. Rav Dimi Ba'yitzchah Poslo Peschosim Hai Peshosim. He started Asher Megil Sester from these in Yonim.